With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Thursday, March 28th, and we are here trying to help you out with whatever's going on in your financial life. So if you've got a question, head to our website, jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button and let us know if you would be willing to join us live. Mark does everything else. Now, while you're on the website, don't forget you can sign up for the free weekly newsletter. You can check out our YouTube show called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. And you can also subscribe to our service called Jill on Money Live. That's where you have access to quarterly live webinars and more bonus video content, all for $35. Check it out, Jill on Money Live. All right, today we are joined by Zoe, who is on the line from Massachusetts. Hello, Zoe. How are you and what can we do for you?
Hi, Jill. I am recently laid off.
Oh.
And so I'm looking to see if I can retire.
Oh, I like that. I like retirement. How old are you?
59 and a half.
Oh, people do like to stress that half when we know it has a special meaning. that half gets me access to those retirement accounts. Okay. So before you were laid off, how much were you earning, Zoe?
150.
Do you know how much you need to live on? Like what, if you never had to work again, what amount of money is necessary for you to live your life?
On a yearly basis?
Yeah, or monthly, whatever's easier for you.
So I've come up with a number of $65,000 a year.
Okay. After tax, of course, right? Like that's the net amount you need.
I didn't consider tax in that number.
That's okay. Good. So that's fine. And tell us a little bit about what you have saved so that we can see whether or not this works. So how much have you saved in, let's start with retirement accounts.
So in retirement accounts, I have $900,000.
Wow. That's a lot. Is it all pre-tax?
Yes.
Okay. Pre-tax retirement. Got it. Are you entitled to any pension from the job that you just got laid off from?
No.
Is there any money that is outside of retirement, maybe in a brokerage account?
So I do have a brokerage account. So actually within the brokerage account, I have three accounts.
Okay.
So there's a taxable account, an IRA, and a Roth.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to just do taxable, Roth, and brokerage. Okay. You know, I forgot to ask you, married, partnered, single?
Single.
Kids, adult kids, anyone you got to worry about?
No kids.
Okay. Nope. What's in the taxable portion of the brokerage account?
$450.
Okay, that's great. How much is in the Roth?
$50.
Okay, and the IRA, the traditional?
$250.
Okay. Do you own your own home?
I do.
How much would you say it's worth?
Roughly 800.
Is there a mortgage that still remains?
No.
Very nice. Plan on staying there? Going to move to Mexico or Costa Rica or Paris or anything like that?
So there might be a future commune.
Really? I like that. I like the way you think. So would you sell your house for that and then go to the commune? Also known, or maybe so, just call it a condo.
I'm not willing to sell the current home, so it would be an addition.
Okay. How do we factor in that possibility? Like, is there some lump sum of money you'd have to set aside to be able to do that?
So I think I'd need about $200 to $250 if I went forward with the commune.
Okay. I have so many questions to ask you, but let's get to this part first. I'm so nosy. Are you feeling like there's just no way that you want to work again? Or is this just like a fun exercise? Like how are we approaching this? Is this an academic exercise or is this like, I'm so strung out, I can't possibly ever go back to work again?
So it is that I've been doing the same thing for 30 years and don't want to go. I could easily just work my network and go back to it. It's been 30 years. I think it's been long enough. So I'm willing to transition into something new. So I'm playing with that idea. I'm looking into opportunities, maybe part-time work. So it's not that I'm anti-work. I actually am too young to just, in my opinion, to be hanging out and having fun every day. So I'm not opposed to going back to work. I just want to know if I have to.
I got it. I got it. That's a good distinction to make. So, when I look at this, I think of it in maybe kind of periods of time, right? So, if I were to zoom ahead and looked at your full retirement age of 67, do you know what your Social Security benefit is?
I do.
Tell me those numbers.
So, full retirement, I have them in the yearly numbers,
Fine.
37,200.
That's fine. 37.2, and then what's the next number?
53,200.
I like that one. That's good.
Yeah, that's a nice number,
That's a
isn't
nice number, is
it?
right. So, one strategy could be to look at waiting for Social Security and pulling money out of the IRA and the pre-tax retirement, because you do have a lot of money, 900 in the in your pre-tax retirement, right? 250 in the IRA, and live off that for a while. And the question really becomes, well, how much could I, would you be okay just draining that account? Which is, I know it's somewhat of a drastic question. I don't know if you would drain it. So let me just look at this because I'm going to do this without any other income. All right. So if we had, you have 1.15 million that hasn't been taxed. Now we have to reduce that by whatever your tax is going to be. Now the thing is, as a single person, if you pulled out, let's call it 100 grand a year, you paid your tax on it, that's probably what you need in terms of your net need of your 65 grand a year, like your $5,500 a month, because you'd have to pay your federal tax and your state tax. And so I'm just going to play with the number of 100 grand a year. And I have to think about, well, this 1.15, it's not all yours, right? Because we have to pay the gov some money. And
Right.
so, one way to think about it is to say, well, on, the combined money, I would essentially be able to take out this 100 grand a year. And I think you'd probably need that, this 10 years, you'd be, close. You would essentially drain the account. And I guess I would ask you, how do you feel about pulling money out of that account, draining the two accounts, having zero left in that? You wouldn't have to worry about required minimum distributions, I'll tell you that much. But you would have the taxable account and the Roth account. So you'd have, in today's dollars, a $500,000 that over the next 10 years would grow. And that's what you got. And if you then collected Social Security, you've got a chunk of your money. And then, I don't know, it doesn't, it's not a great, I don't think it would force you to have to sell the house, basically. Because unless I had another 800 grand, I can't supplement your Social Security so that it works. So I think back of the envelope, the way I look at this is if you need $5,500 a month net to you, could you somehow make some money so that you would earn, I don't know, when you think about starting something new, what's the amount of money you think you could earn doing just something new? Anything.
I was aiming for $60,000 a year.
Okay, that's better than I was aiming for. So let's say it's 50,000, okay? If you could essentially, of the $5,500 a month, this is what I will tell you. If you could come up with half of that as earned income and the other half you pull from your pre-tax retirement accounts, then I'm all in on this. I think it can work. Now, I happen to also know that there is a, you wrote us before, and so someone had suggested to you that perhaps an annuity would do this for you, do the same thing. Is that right?
Yeah, I've been told that I can retire with an annuity.
You know, I see the why of that, okay? Because then you can get the money guaranteed to you over a certain period of time, and it will fund the gap. And you have to, it's the same calculation that I did. Were they talking about for your retirement account as well, using it and making it a qualified annuity, meaning like you put the retirement proceeds in there?
That it was my understanding they were going to roll the retirement accounts into the annuity.
Okay, the 900, yeah. Okay. I mean, here's the thing. My downside on that is that now you're locked into that game plan.
Right.
So I don't love, I mean, it. I think if you were a little bit older, I'd feel more settled on that. But maybe the way to think about it is, you could do that perhaps in a year from now or 2 years from now, some portion of it. But even that, I don't want to give up my access to the money. They'll probably tell you you can pull 10% out a year, right? Would it be an immediate annuity or a deferred annuity?
No, we targeted 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have an emergency fund for this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't need to touch it.
But like I guess what I feel like is I think we are having a somewhat of a premature conversation about this, because if you get if you have a new gig, okay, and it works out and it's $50,000 or $60,000 a year, and now that is really all you need, and you can just pull a little bit of money out of the retirement account, and then you have the access to those retirement accounts, you preserve the liquidity. I like that as a more flexible model going forward. Now, if you really are like, oh no, I'm just going to do it, tough luck, and you're, but it didn't, that's not what it sounded like. It's like, what I heard from you is like all the people who helped me write this book, The Great Money Reset, which is, I'm exhausted from doing what I have been doing. I don't want to stop working, but I want to stop doing what I was doing, and I want to try something new. And I think if you want to preserve more options going forward, then I would look to do that. I would try to get something new. I wouldn't necessarily tie up all that, you know, almost $1 million or more than $1 million if they're putting the IRA proceeds in there. I don't think I'd want to do that right now. And, you know, for all I know, 3 years from now, you're making $120,000 doing something new, and you don't need any of this money tied up. In which case, I think you'd look back and be like, I wish I had my money back.
He lost me when he said irrevocable, but yeah. I needed a sanity check.
Yeah, I mean, it can work. It's almost like if you were 69 and a half, I guess that I feel like you're willing to work and you just haven't found what you want to do. And so I get nervous about making sure that we preserve as many options as possible. And that's what I think for this situation. Even though I bet the math can work, because somebody who ran this and like really looked at the numbers, you can probably make the math work because you are close. But real life has to creep in also. This is why, in some respects, giving financial advice is not just, you know, it's not just 100% math. It is half math and half art, because the art is hearing what you're saying and feeling, to me at least, like, I don't know if she's done yet. And I don't think you are done yet. So I don't think I would go. I think the plan is available to you. When did you get laid off? How recently?
January.
That's very recently. So what I would do is I would keep poking around, figure out what this new thing that you could transition to, and then come back on the air with us and tell us what's going on. And then we've got a much, because if you say I can make $1,500 a month and I still need $4,000 a month somewhere else, then maybe that would work. But I think you'll feel better if you know what the actual numbers are and that you can really wrap your arms around that. Is that a deal?
Sure. Yeah.
You could get on board with that?
I can do that.
You're young. Come on. It's going to be exciting. You do something new and you got a ton of money. You do have a lot of money. So I don't want to make it seem like, oh, you have no choices. You have lots of choices. I'm just trying to, as much as possible, preserve the options for you, Zoe, because that to me is going to be, it's going to make you feel better. This is a time of transition. And I find that in times of transition, I like to have access to my money. So I think that is the kind of the key here. And if you find that you're in a different place, even 3 months from now, come back on the air and we'll talk it through.
So can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
One clarifying question and one question. So you're saying I should not start taking my Social Security until I'm 70.
Do you have good health?
Very good health.
Yeah, yeah, I would. Yes, I would do that. I would wait.
And the last question was, so I have some cash and I just wanted to hear from you if you thought, you know how they have these brokerage accounts have automatic balancing?
Rebalancing, you mean?
Yeah. Like,
yep. How much cash?
200.
Oh, my. And is that in your that's in your taxable brokerage? Is 200 part of the 450?
It's separate from anything we've spoken about.
Oh, all right. You're holding back on me, babe. And you want to put that to work, maybe?
Yes.
I wouldn't put any more than 100 to work. That's number one. Okay. I probably would hold back a little bit in that until, are you getting paid severance?
Yes.
Till when?
Through June.
And what happens for your medical?
I've been trying to determine COBRA costs, but that's actually in my
that's
budget.
In your, okay. Okay. I would probably take about, maybe I'd put 50 into the taxable. Right now in your taxable account, do you have, is it like all stocks? Do you have some bonds? Like what needs a little love? What part of the portfolio?
So the one thing we didn't talk about is the taxable account is currently managed.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't, I don't know a lot about, the only thing I've told them is I want it to be socially responsible invested.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe what you should do is, just because there's a lot of unknown, you could put maybe 50 in there, but then maybe what I might do is take like 50 and put it into a 6 month CD, and another 50 and put it into a 12 month CD. And that will give you a runway to get, you know, to get to the next place.
So right now it's in a money market.
How much? Yeah, I might put it. The reason why I might put it in a CD is that you'll get locked in, because if interest rates start coming down, then those money markets are going to come down.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like I don't want you to go crazy. The market's up pretty big in the last 6 months. I don't need you to go chase things higher. I do think preserving and making sure that, you know, you see what you need. You'll have more information in 6 months, right? And maybe in 6 months, I'm not saying you should market time. I'm just saying, like, I don't know what you really need right now. And I don't think you do. So until we have a better sense of what your needs are, I think we kind of, you're fully invested. You've got plenty of money invested. I don't think that there's any downside that right now, like, why not take a breath? This just happened, and see what happens next. And then, okay, of course, taking advantage of the fact that rates are still pretty good levels. That's why I think I would maybe just say, like, you know, you can buy, you literally can buy a CD. You could like go to depositaccounts.com. You could do it through your bank. You could say, like, give me a 6 month CD, give me a 1 year CD, and, you know, throw some money in there and keep, you know, keep 50 grand liquid. That's what you need, and figure it out from there. But, you know, presuming you don't have any massive expenses, I think, again, this whole conversation has been about preserving your optionality. And I think that does the trick. If you find yourself in a big life transition like Zoe, I really encourage you to get in touch with us. There are so many decisions you may be facing and considering. We can help you sort them out. And even in Zoe's case, maybe she'll get to that exact same place a few months from now. But when we don't have a lot of information, we want to try to make sure that you don't do something that's going to be, as Zoe said, irrevocable. So go to the website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and do let us know if you would like to join us on the air, and we can help guide you. We're your Sherpas, gang. That's it. We are Sherpers for the jillionaires out there. Okay, don't forget, while you're on the website, check out all the great content that is created there, and you can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.